I recently met someone that taught me an incredibly important lesson. I think this is one of those lessons that I feel like I knew intuitively, but I don't really think I completely understood the ramifications of it until I actually heard the story behind it. The story itself really is not necessarily needed to convey what it is that I want to convey this morning. But the lesson is this, and this is one that really stopped me in my tracks and really got me thinking. The lesson is that many times when we seek to do something, there can be a tendency as human beings to think that we're doing this expecting a certain outcome. We feel like if we do this, this will happen. Or at the very least, maybe if we are not convinced that it will happen, it can be very, very normal and human to hope that it happens or wish that it would happen. And I'm not saying this is the case for everyone, but this is something that really hits close to home with me. And it's not that it's ever any sort of what I refer to as an evil agenda. It's just that as humans, it's very normal and natural for us to, if we're not aware of it, to get very carried away and really buy into any hopes and expectations for what we hope or expect doing something or taking a certain action will lead to in terms of the outcome. The other side of this, and this is something that even really woke me up even more, was that it's very normal and human to think that we're doing something expecting it to be a therapeutic or a beneficial process. And I think that really makes sense because I don't think very often that looking back at actions that I can remember that I've taken, especially just in the recent past, I don't find very often that I'm really seeking to do anything hoping that it will make me feel worse. There are times when I'm aware enough and awake enough that I don't get really carried away with, you know, all of my thoughts and beliefs about if I do this, it's going to be therapeutic or beneficial in some way. Doing this is maybe not easy. It's not something maybe I always really want to do, but I do it because it's therapeutic or beneficial in some way, or before we know whether it is, expecting or believing that it will be. And both of these, I guess it's really two lessons, and then in a lot of ways I feel like it's really one big lesson. And it really gets down to how do I cope with all of my attachments to my beliefs about what I think this will lead to, about what I think it's going to do for me to take this action, or even to not take a certain action, to believe that it's going to lead to something that's going to make me happy or make me feel whole in some way. And that is really where I have found that mindfulness practice has really helped tremendously, in that I first need to just be aware that I am feeling this way, and that these feelings that I'm having of having expectations and hopes and wishes, or even that I'm convinced that if I do this or don't do this, it will lead to this and this will be beneficial for me in some way, is to just really be aware that I am thinking this way. And I know that while it's not magic, it doesn't necessarily change anything for me in terms of, you know, the way that I feel. There again, that's kind of a lesson in itself, that, you know, someone could potentially ask, you know, what, you know, if I am more mindful, if I'm more aware, and I think it's very human to ask this question, is this going to make me feel better in some way? Is this going to be therapeutic for me? Is this going to lead to me being more productive? Is this going to lead to me being more successful? Is this going to lead to me, going to a different place in life? I can't really say that being more mindful that it's guaranteed that it can lead to any of those things. And at the same time, I think that if I were to say that it's, you know, I can definitely try to assure someone that it's therapeutic, I can't always say that that's the case, because sometimes being more aware of having these kinds of expectations and hopes and clinging to these beliefs just being aware of it doesn't necessarily always lead to us feeling better in that sense. This is really about getting more clear with myself about how I am thinking. What is my self-talk like? And I know that there's many times in my life where I have been looking for, you know, what I refer to as the fix. I'm hoping that if I can be more aware and be more mindful, that somehow it's going to lead to some sort of calm or bliss or increased happiness. And I think that what ends up happening is these things do arise in many cases, but I'm finding that really just focusing on the awareness itself and just really the practice of being more aware has increased the quality of my life more than the actual feelings that I have or don't have, or that I feel better, or it, you know, it feels like it's taking me to a different place in life. Because I really honestly don't know, I can't really say that this is, you know, a direct cause and effect. I really have no way to know this. And by owning up to that, what I'm finding is that I'm more willing to continue this practice really for one particular reason. And that is that it allows me to just be here more. It allows me to not take everything so seriously. And I'm finding, too, that I can actually take actions and choose to do things and or choose to not do things and not get so wrapped up in doing a cost-benefit analysis on everything. And I find sometimes that that is really what leads to a lot of the stress, is that if I find that I'm somehow needing to be right about this, or I'm so wrapped up in whether I'm making the best choice to do or to not do something, that it just creates more suffering for myself, because I'm so worried about whether I'm doing the right thing or not, whether I'm making the right choice. And it really gets back to just awareness for the sake of awareness. And if I benefit in some way, and there again, I'm not trying to recommend that this is the way everyone should look at this. I'm just really speaking from my own experience, and all I can really do is share my own journey with people. And what I find is that the more I can just do the practice, and I know that I've had it happen enough that I can be a better me, a better version of me, when I do these things, because I'm actually here. I'm not lost somewhere else, wrapped up in this need to believe that if I do this, this will happen. If I do this, this is going to be more therapeutic or more beneficial than anything else. There have been many times where I have believed those things and I've clung to those beliefs, only to find myself, after putting a tremendous amount of effort into doing something, because I had convinced myself that if I did this, it would lead to this or this, only to find myself, once I had done whatever it was, or maybe even not done it, to find myself that I might actually feel worse. I may feel no better at all. There may be no change whatsoever. I may look around and see that my life hasn't changed at all in any appreciable way. And then really the suffering begins. Then suddenly I'm questioning, you know, why did I do this or why did I not do this? Because, you know, here I am, and it's, you know, I don't feel any better. I didn't really get anything out of this. And I think just the awareness of that I am thinking this way allows me to pay more attention to what my mind is doing, how I'm talking to myself, catching myself in the act of trying to convince myself that a certain action or inaction is what's best, and then beginning to expect certain therapeutic benefits or something to happen that's going to make me happier or more fulfilled or feel like I'm getting something out of it. And what I'm finding is, and my teacher spoke about this, you know, very early on in my journey, in my spiritual journey, and I didn't really fully understand it, and that was really being able to get the concept that we get to a point where if we no longer really try so hard to get caught up in our beliefs about what things will lead to, that we can get to a point where we can genuinely just be in life. We can, if I can be with other people and not be so focused on what I think I'm going to get out of that, what I think I'm going to get from them, or what I think they can give me that I somehow have convinced myself that I can't do for myself already. And there again, the idea here is not to try to not have these thoughts. It's really the reverse of that. It's to just let our minds do what it will. There are various calming meditational practices that can just allow us to calm our minds, but none of these practices are about willing ourselves to not think. And at the same time, there's none of these practices that have anything to do with noticing these things so that we can judge ourselves harshly or beat ourselves up emotionally. The idea here is to just get more comfortable with the fact that we're human and that no matter how hard we try, we are going to have these thoughts sometimes. We are going to catch ourselves in the act of expecting something to be therapeutic or beneficial and convincing ourselves that somehow it's going to change our lives. It's very normal to want to change our lives and to want ourselves to be different in some cases where we find ourselves on our life journey. But it's the fact that we can be okay with the fact that it happens and that we don't have to try to stop those thoughts from happening. All I really have to do is just not believe those thoughts. I don't have to take them seriously any further. And mindfulness practice has really helped because I can just watch these thoughts come and go. And that's really what they end up doing. And there again, I can't really see that they just come and go and they're not as harmful or as difficult, or even as those thoughts are not as real as I once believed that they were, because they're really just thoughts. And I know that as children, especially in the Western world, we are socialized and taught at a very early age to believe and take seriously that, you know, we think, therefore we are, as the philosopher once said. And there again, it's the fact that this practice enables us to question that. It enables us to take a step back and start to see that maybe just because I think things doesn't mean those thoughts define me or who I am. And that the more that I can take a step back and have a little bit of headspace and not take it so seriously, the less that I will need to identify with it. And there again, it's not to try not to identify with them. We're not trying to prevent ourselves. We're not trying to will ourselves not to believe what we're thinking. We're just really practicing, by practicing mindfulness and mindful awareness, we're just practicing not taking it seriously. We're practicing being more in a position of witnessing what's happening than we are believing that it's happening to us and that somehow these thoughts define us. And I can look back and I can see that there are many times in which I took an action. The times when I really just did what felt natural in the moment, when I am with people and I'm not so fixated on being a certain person. I don't need to tell myself any stories about who I am. And the only way that I can be in that sort of mind space is to just practice doing it. It's to be aware of the fact that as I'm getting ready to be around people, that it's okay to sit with whatever thoughts come up and whatever inclinations or urges to act a certain way. It just doesn't mean that I have to act on any of those things. I don't have to have, if there's an urge to have some sort of an agenda or an end game with people, I don't necessarily have to act on that. And I don't have to beat myself up or relegate myself to some place of shame because I'm just a human being and our minds just tend to work this way. I can really be with people in a more genuine way. And I found that as I have practiced this more and been more aware of these thoughts that I have and not needing to believe them or need to act on the need to have an agenda or an end game or to do things just because I think they will make me better off in the end, is that there are some times when I take certain actions or I'm around people with no agenda or end game whatsoever. It doesn't mean that I'm special or unique or different, as we're all capable of doing this. I really believe that we start out our lives as small children, and in many cases, a lot of times we're just living in the moment. I think it's as we get older and as we learn more and develop our rational minds more, and not to say that rationality doesn't have a place. Clearly, there are times for critical thinking. We need to be able to be rational and make the right decisions when the stakes are high. And, you know, there are times when we have to do these things as humans. I'm not advocating that we just mindlessly get up and go through our lives blindly without thinking and making any critical decisions about what we should do or not do. This is more about just the everyday garden variety stuff, you know, what it means to be human. And part of being human is just being in the moment with people. It is having the ability to choose what we're going to do and not do, how we're going to spend our time when we have the ability to make choices. And I find that sometimes just, you know, being aware of the fact that I'm trying to figure these things out and I'm trying to figure out what's the best action to take, or if I'm comparing action or inaction or comparing two different, you know, roads to take, you know, that I'm not going to get so caught up on trying to decide which one I think is going to leave me better off in some way, whether it's financially, whether it's socially, whether it's my, you know, how I perceive myself or my health or anything else. Clearly, there are some decisions to make that can negatively impact these things that are not good for me to do. But I think these are times when things are more ambiguous and we don't really have a clear, defined path that we need to take. And it's not obvious what we should do. And it seems to me like sometimes when things are ambiguous and we're not really having to make life and death decisions, and for most of us, for many of us, that's a lot of the time, and I realize those percentages vary and change day to day, those are usually when I find the times when I have caused the most suffering for myself, when it's not really a life or death, and somehow I make it a life or death situation by agonizing over what choices I make. And really, this gets back to, you know, in terms of coping or mindfully coping, I can really cope more effectively in life when I can just, you know, be aware of the fact that I am thinking and trying to make a calculated decision about something where I don't really know what it will lead to. And the more I actually practice living in the moment and trusting myself instead of making it so difficult for me to decide spontaneously what I need to do and how I react to things, I don't have to rehearse everything so much. I don't have to prepare. And I realize there are things in life that we do need to practice and prepare. This is really kind of going a different direction. This is practicing to not necessarily prepare for everything, because it's, you know, these are, you know, everyday situations that aren't life and death, and that we really can allow ourselves to just be in the moment. I find that I enjoy being around people much more, and I hope that they feel the same way. I don't know, and I never really will know, but I can drive myself crazy, you know, wondering how they're feeling about their interactions with me, and there's really no point in that. It really doesn't serve me very well, and all it really does is cause suffering by me needlessly speculating about that. This is really more about just letting myself be in the moment, and I find that when I'm with people and I'm just being however I am, I'm actually paying more attention to them and trusting myself to be able to react and respond accordingly. And when I can be around people and not have to try to convince myself or sell myself on the idea that I need to do this with people, I need to be involved in this activity because I think it will be therapeutic for me, that I think it will help. I may very well go and do something and be around people and feel worse. As someone who suffers from social anxiety, I may be a bundle of nerves. I don't really know, but I do know this. If I decide to give in to my fears and into my hesitations to be around people sometimes because of my issues with anxiety around social situations, all I'm going to do is isolate myself. So the way I look at it is, it may not really always, you know, there are times when I've had mountaintop moments with people just being around them. And I think that is due to the fact that I have just allowed myself to be who I am and really enjoy who they are and not be thinking so much about who I think they are, who I think I am, and not thinking at all about what we're quote unquote doing. In other words, you know, where am I really? What am I doing? What is all this about? If I don't have to really analyze those things, I can find that it's just so much easier for me to just let whatever happens happen and trust that I'll know what I need to do if something needs to be done or not done. And it either will be therapeutic or it won't. And I do find, too, in terms of really as I'm bringing all this together, not everything is going to be therapeutic. Not everything is going to change my life. And I think I have found myself at different times of my life being addicted to that thought that, you know, I only want to do things if they're really going to change my life in some positive way. If it's going, I don't want to do this unless it's going to transform me. I don't want to do this unless somehow I'm going to feel better about myself in the end. There's just no way to know. And it's nice that we, you know, that I want to experience these things, but it does not mean that I need to cling to a need to always have that happen and to make all my decisions based on that. This really all gets back to, am I just willing to sit with my own thoughts? And it's not always, you know, sitting still in a dark room on a meditation cushion. It's being able to cope with these thoughts when I'm on my feet in the middle of life with other people. Can I just allow myself and trust that I can make the right decisions without needing to overanalyze everything and without having to do a so-called cost-benefit analysis on everything? And I may find that I may end up embracing things and doing things that I normally wouldn't because I'm willing to give it a shot and not worry about whether or not it's going to be therapeutic or how I'm going to feel in the end. This conversation that I had, the one thing I will say about it is that really got my attention was that the person I was talking to about the project that they had just finished literally said to me that it did not make them feel better. In fact, he actually felt worse at the end of this. He found himself in a much more difficult state in terms of his life and where he was. But he knew that in the end, he felt that this was something that he really needed to do. He needed to speak his truth. He needed to share his story. And there were no regrets whatsoever. And I must say that was really refreshing to understand that here's a person who's put their heart and soul into something that they really felt compelled to do, and they never, ever tried to convince themselves that it would change their lives. And to hear someone say that it really, at this point anyway, didn't feel like it changed his life at all, that it did not make him feel better, but he actually felt worse in some cases. But it sounds to me like, and I don't want to speak on his behalf, that you know, he's open to feeling that way until if and when he feels differently, and that there was literally no regret whatsoever. And I had to really to walk away from that interaction and really think about that for a while and realize here's a person who has put a lot of inner resources and outer resources into something and has no regret whatsoever, that at the end of this process, when they finished this project, they felt like this is something that they did need to do. And it, even if it didn't change his life in any particular way, didn't put him in a new place in life, couldn't look back and say, all right, things are better now because I did this. There's just that satisfaction of knowing that he actually made this effort and put his effort into this and his resources into this. And acknowledge that, you know, and it was okay, and it was really neat to actually hear that there was no hesitation to say that. That is the kind of honesty that I find tremendously refreshing, and it inspires me to want to really do what I want to do and bring forth what I can offer other people and what I can offer the world without needing to be so caught up in whether or not it's going to change my life or benefit me in some tangible way. I can just be in my life. I can trust that I will do what I need to do. And just really the base that this is all built on is awareness. It's just being aware of my mind and working with it and not getting carried away with it and not believing everything I'm thinking about how I'm feeling. It's really, that's really the way, in this case for me.